It's Thursday, July 16th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sol. Three things to know today. The EU High Court rules on US data. Twitter falls to social engineering crime. And Microsoft patches an Outlook outage. This is the business of tech. The top EU court has ruled that the data of EU residents is not sufficiently protected from government surveillance when in the US by the commonly used data protection agreement called Privacy Shield. Companies must now decide how they store and collect data on European customers, including options as setting up European data hubs or curtailing business in Europe. Why do we care? The bifurcation of the internet becomes even more distinct. The US will be unable to do business with Europe smoothly without changes. This is widespread and significant. The EU has no reason to back down on this, as they get little of the benefits of big technology companies the way the US does. Obviously, there's a larger question of regulation here, too. With this latest development, the privacy battle for large companies is coming to a head. I would not be dismissive of this. Large firms will do this naturally, so I will encourage smaller and mid-sized firms to use this as an opportunity. First, inventory your own customer base. Then proceed to doing the same with the customers themselves. Lay the groundwork now for being part of the solution on this topic, because my sense is that GDPR now means a whole lot more to a whole lot more people. Twitter experienced an attack by criminals looking to acquire Bitcoin that resulted in takeovers of numerous accounts, including Joe Biden and Elon Musk. The attackers gained access to internal systems, and the company indicates that a coordinated social engineering attack was used to target some employees and acquire access, which was then used to enable the con. The perpetrators acquired more than $118,000. Why do we care? It's a big day for security, isn't it? This is particularly notable due to the social engineering element of this. This was a human and process failure. Think of the implications of this, too. The President of the United States issues policy decisions on Twitter. There are national security issues, massive government and business risk, and the general risk to individuals this could have been breached. Now imagine it wasn't used for a simple money con. I believe the tone of conversations on security is changing. I have a longer piece about the words of security coming out this weekend, because we're not talking about the people involved in a way that resonates. This is the new emerging theme. In blocking and tackling, first, Microsoft has issued a patch for Windows domain name system server, fixing a severe and wormable flaw. It rates the highest possible score on the Common Vulnerability Scoring System. Additionally, the company has rolled out a mitigation for a serious problem with Outlook from yesterday where the application would crash at launch. The issue was corrected with a fix rollout and is noted as not being associated with the July 15 security patches. Why do we care? Today seems like Security and Privacy Day. I'm commenting because the patches were not part of the problem. It's important to focus on because we know how critical patching is. Communicating a root cause to users to ensure they do not lose confidence in the system is important. A lot of system administrators assumed it was related to the patches when the problem was not. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'm calling this week Awareness Week. If you're enjoying the content, here's a couple of easy things you can do right now that would help a great deal. First, write a review. Give us those 5 stars. Say how much you enjoy the show and share it on whatever podcatcher you're listening to, be it Apple, Google, Stitcher, or anything else. Second, share the content. Go ahead and share the link to your colleagues and on your social network and let others know that you're enjoying and getting value out of the business of tech. And finally, follow on social on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. All the links are available at mspradio.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.